In an earthquake, wildfire, or other disaster, you typically can't bring your animals with you into a shelter. This is a reason why some people choose not to evacuate when they really should. But some Northwest localities have volunteer animals and disaster teams to handle pet rescue, preparedness, and emergency sheltering tasks. Cannon Beach, Oregon is the latest to establish one, and that's where we find correspondent Tom Bonsi.
Hello! Hello! Yes, hi! Who's this?
The noisy one is Betty, and Augie is the little one, and he's just 9 months old.
The dogs are part of Bob Kroll's family. He retired from a veterinary practice in the Portland suburbs and is now making his beach house into his main house. Dr. Kroll recognizes the beauty of Cannon Beach comes with a few risks, such as earthquakes, tsunami, windstorms, and flooding.
It's likely that if we had a major disaster, that the highway would be inundated or under mud or washed out somehow, bridges, and so we really need to be ready to take care of ourselves.
Cannon Beach looks better prepared than most coastal towns, at least when it comes to its two-legged residents. But what about the couple thousand dogs, cats, and other assorted pets, now including Betty and Augie? That's where Kroll comes in. The town's police chief and emergency management consultant recruited him to organize an all-volunteer animal disaster preparedness and response team.
There will need to be some medical care and understanding of disease prevention and things like that. But a lot of it is just sheltering and taking care of the animals.
And having people trained in animal behavior and handling to round up abandoned or escaped pets. Kroll is modeling the brand new Cannon Beach group on another animals in disaster response team, the one in Lane County, Oregon. Kroll also plans to piggyback on the emergency supply caches the city of Cannon Beach and individual families have previously established. Storage sheds filled with blankets, food, and water are located in several places above the tsunami floodline.
We will most certainly be utilizing some of the shelf space in here to store the animal sheltering and supplies, food and water.
Kroll says many of the first aid supplies for humans in the cache can also be used on pets. Additional items on his list to acquire are collapsible cages of different sizes to use for a temporary emergency pet shelter and lots of leashes. Both Oregon and Washington have state-level animal emergency groups. Michaela Eves of Seattle volunteers with the Washington State Animal Response Team.
We've had some memorable episodes that have gone on, especially in terms of the wildfires in eastern Washington, and we've been lucky enough to have enough members to help us respond for a couple weeks at a time.
Eve says her group and others emerged from the reckoning after Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
There are many cases where people will not leave their animals behind. That is certainly something that happened during Katrina, and it cost some people their lives. We want to make sure that that is not something that will stop someone from being able to evacuate.
Eve says the 11-year-old state team was on standby this month to provide emergency animal sheltering because of flooding in north-central Washington, but neighbors helping neighbors took care of that situation. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.